Hold on. Martina? Is that Martina?
Right. Yeah, it's me.
Martina? Oh my God, what are you doing here?
Well, I've obviously been stuffed into a chunk.
Okay, there's been some kind of huge mistake. Mr. Beige, can I talk to you for a second? Martina is my sister-in-law. Wait, is that... Yeah, like, she is my little nephew, Mikey. She's also a cop, as you might have guessed. But, like, dude, this is going to make holidays very odd. I mean, you didn't know. I'm not mad at you. Like, you know, God bless. But, like, this is my sister-in-law, so this thing makes things pretty interesting here. This is a spicy meatball. I feel like I should maybe, how did this go down? How did you actually capture?
I got lucky. I got the drop on her and I thought, hell, you know, you never know if you're going to need a hostage or something. And it seemed a little dicey there for a minute where I thought maybe we were going to get caught. And I figure, hell, if I got a gun to some cop's head, I might be able to actually walk out of here, right?
You're a lunatic. I love that. I don't maybe I should talk to Martina really quick. I don't know. I just feel like this is going to make things. Martina, hi. Weird seeing you here.
Are you with these people?
Well, I mean, like, when you say with them, we work for a company that I just discovered they work for too. Technically we work together, but like, you know, I did not know before this evening. So, today or, you know, afternoon, whatever time it is, I don't have a watch. I feel like there was a mistake here made by my colleague and,
that's very clear.
Right. But we don't want
any bad colleagues. And she looks at everybody directly in the eye. All of your colleagues have made a mistake.
We're going to have to kill her.
No, okay. God, I love your spirit, Mr. Beige, but this is like basically family. It's my brother's wife. It's my nephew's mother. And she's a great cook. She's super nice and chill. Has good taste in music.
We still don't know that you're going to be a hostage.
She got me the Blu-ray to Wild at Heart for Christmas last year. That's pretty cool. Martina, let me... what? You know everyone makes mistakes. And, you know, I know you consider yourself a Christian. And that, you know, Jesus was all about second chances. So, wow. Potentially, would you be able to look over my colleague's, you know, mistake about kidnapping you? He thought you were someone else and he was taking you to a bachelor party. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm getting at?
I don't buy that for a second.
I didn't think you would.
That I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, I cannot overlook being wounded, beaten up, and stuffed in a trunk.
You beat... Okay, Mr. Bates, you beat her up. You
beat her up a little and get her in the trunk.
Jesus, you psycho, man. Oh, God. Oh, okay, Martina, I am, like, super sorry. So here's the thing, Martina. I am potentially about to run into a little bit of cash. And I know you want to start that college fund for little Mikey, right? And you what if I was to make a healthy contribution to his college fund?
You know I don't want to do it this way.
I don't either. But here's basically what the situation is. I have two guys who I really don't know, okay? And if you don't play ball, you may not make it out of here alive. I hate to put it in those terms, but this is the reality of the situation.
Well, I just want to let you know the reality of the situation. And she makes a move for your handgun that you have.
Whoa, whoa!
Oh, man, I would have tried to beat her on the draw and shoot her.
I know you would have. Martina, it's not going to... No, okay? Stop it. I don't want to have to tie you up. This is... You're making me feel so bad. This is a terrible situation. I'm trying to save you. I'm giving you an out. So either you're with us or you're against us. And at a certain point, I'm not going to be able to protect you.
You know I can't be with you on this. And she makes another reach for your gun.
Okay. All right.
I've got two Smith & Wessons, and one of them is going to come out, and I'm going to have to shoot her. She keeps going
for the gun. I understand. Look, I appreciate
I'm at least going to take my gun out and be like, if you move again, I'm going to kill you.
Do you see this? He will shoot you. And actually, I don't know him, but I believe him, Martina. I think if you make another move for my gun, you're going to die. And then Mikey's not going to... Do you want Mikey to not have a mother?
She shakes her head, looking down at her feet, and she slaps you across the face as hard as she can.
Okay.
And she says, I told your brother I never fucking liked you.
That's a hell of a thing.
Explain to me why you still want her alive. I'm not seeing it.
Look, I love my nephew. I never got along with Martina. I don't want my little Mikey to grow up without a mom like I did. Okay?
No. I've got a suggestion. Things are getting heated.
Yeah.
We need the trunk of the car. We've got some spare rooms in this warehouse. Let's just take her out, tie her up, throw her in a room somewhere, and we can
put a pin
in this and circle back to this strange, strange issue a bit.
Fair enough.
Okay, as the keeper... now, if you're going to tie her up, what's your plan to tie her up? What do you have, you know, the necessary things to do that? Do you have any ropes on your persons?
I mean, I don't. I kind of assumed there might be something around the warehouse we could use, or maybe one of the doors on one of the smaller rooms we could wedge shut or something just to keep her out of the way until we deal with some other stuff.
I mean, there's some old electrical wire coming out of the wall.
You definitely all saw, you know, in this other room that existed over here, and there's piles and piles of stuff. But at the same time, if you all go rooting around, who's going to be watching
Martina? I've got my Smith & Wesson pistol that is currently out and aimed at her. And I'm going to stand probably about 15-ish feet away. So there's no way that she can reach me before I shoot her, if I have to. And then I'll turn to the rest of you guys, and I'll say, look, you want to tie her up? Great. We'll tie her up. But hurry, because if she moves, I'm going to have to kill her.
Martina, do not move. I don't think this guy's playing around, okay?
She just flips you off and wipes the blood off the corner of her mouth.
Try to save your life. You got a booger in your nose, too.
Yeah, let's get some stuff quickly to restrain her before she actually winds up getting shot.
Let's head over that pile, Silver. Hey, Mr. Gray, maybe you want to look for something to bound this lady up with?
He's looking out a window, and he points over his shoulder down to the floor of the second room there, the big open with the tarp and the pallet wood and all the stuff laying over there. He says, you'll probably be able to find something over there really quick.
But you can't do it yourself? Is there something?
I see some headlights coming generally to our direction, but I don't think they're coming here, but I want to keep an eye on them.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go into that room and I'll try and find something to tie her up with.
Aye, aye.
So you see immediately to your left after going in this room, there's about the size of a vehicle, something covered up with a really big tarp. And it looks like it's been there for a long time. It's dusty, but there is some nylon rope tied around the base of this tarp.
Can I kind of vaguely work out what it might be by the outline under the tarp, or do I just have no idea?
It definitely looks like a vehicle, but you can't tell. Just it's completely covered.
Okay. I'm going to walk over. And I mean, curiosity is going to get the best of me here, so I'm going to have a look under the tarp while I'm getting the twine to bring back to the car.
Right. As you approach the vehicle, we pause the scene once again for another flashback. This time, you, Mr. Silver, remember when you all agreed to take this job, and you're sitting in this really nice sort of French restaurant, which seems a little odd. You're all dressed just as nicely then as you were, or as you are now. And there are two big tables put together, you know, like this is a big private room. You guys are getting the works. The boss is sparing no expense. And you remember him saying, look, this is the job. You get the loot, you go to the warehouse, you wait until midnight. Everybody will get picked up with the loot. You come to me, we square up, the job's done. And you also remember him saying that you probably shouldn't carry cell phones because, you know, they might be traced. And yeah, everybody can chime in on this. As you want, this is a really good time to answer, to get any of your questions answered. I will be playing the part of the boss at the head of the table. And it's not only just the three of you. There are also your missing comrades who haven't made it to the warehouse yet. And that would be Mr. Black and Mr. Purple and Mr. Red. So the six of you are sitting at the table with the boss. He's just laid out the plans. What are your guys' thoughts?
Okay.
Why does it take many of us to wait?
Now look.
Oh, pardon me. Pardon me, gentlemen. Another round of adult beverages for my comrades here at the table.
Yeah, and don't make him so weak this time.
Waitress brings out, you know, several beers for you guys. Good beers. I'm sorry, as you were, Mr. Beige.
Sure. Now, look, I know what I bring to the table. I've worked for you before. I'm a good wheelman. You know, great. What the hell do the rest of these guys do?
You know, some of these big jobs, you just can't take any chances. What if someone goes down? I still got to get the job done. Redundancy.
Redundancy.
Interesting. That's answering the question without answering the question. Just kidding, boss. When we're getting paid, is it the usual way? Like, is this cash or something like this? And also, just out of curiosity, what are we transporting?
You're transporting some very valuable cargo that I need to get from in the city to out of the city. It's going to require a boat. So you guys are going to take all this stuff. You're going to go to the warehouse. You're going to wait. The boat comes, gets you guys, gets the loot. Everybody gets out. We square up the usual way. We've got some cash for you, as always. I always take care of you boys. Don't I take care of you boys?
I mean, yes. Yes, always.
So far.
But you also usually sometimes tell us what we're picking up, just so we know, because sometimes it's helpful to our approach.
I understand that. I will tell you, It's nothing that you need to worry about.
It makes me feel like it's something to worry
about. You remember
about,
the tiger? Yes. You remember you stole the tiger for me, and I told
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I said, this is a tiger. It's going to eat you if it gets a chance. And you're like, oh, it'll be fine. And it almost fucking ate you, didn't it?
Yeah, but it was good to know it was a tiger. It's probably why I survived. Don't
worry about no fucking tigers fitting in these boxes, all right?
Okay, fair enough.
That's all I'm saying. If I thought you needed to be worried about it, I'd tell you.
Look, hey, boss, you know, make sure you take some heart medication. You're getting riled up. I know you got a bad ticker. Wouldn't want anything to happen to you.
Silva. Everybody's asking all these questions. I got a question for you. You know, we haven't been together, working together for a long time, but I know you're a smart kid. I need to know. We need a good password so that people can come and go. And we know who's coming and going. This password doesn't leave the table. Come up with a good password for me, kid. Impress me.
Right now? Does everyone need to know it right now?
Or do yeah. You, does tell me. Tell me. We need to know the password. Jesus Christ, I tell you what.
Man, you really put me on the spot here. I don't usually have to come up with passwords.
Make it your first girlfriend's last name.
I don't even know her last name. I don't know her first name.
Because there wasn't one, huh? Beige, look at this guy.
Okay.
Scorpion.
That's classic mook behavior.
Scorpion.
That's the stupidest fucking password I ever heard of.
Pretty easy, yes.
Show the kid something. Give us a good password.
Yeah, you know, like a good password. It's gotta have numbers in it, right? Don't you own a computer? Good password.
This is why I paid this guy. What's the password? What's it? Give me. Floor me with it.
You know, lay something like Cadillac 4853.
Boom. I like that.
Fucking genius right here. A beige color genius. It's not easy, Silva. You see, you stick around these guys, it's going to rub off on you, or one of them will.
So what was it? Cadillac 8952?
4853, kid. Come on.
4853. Pay attention
like your life depends on it, because it probably does.
The scene fades away from Mr. Silver's thinking as he approaches this vehicle, finds himself back in the warehouse, remembers he's going for this vehicle. While he's the only one who remembered that, you guys would also remember that as your characters, definitely. You all took part in that conversation at the restaurant. So that really did happen, but he's just thinking of it as he's walking up to the vehicle. So you walk up to the vehicle. Sure enough, you see the rope. Just want to try to pull it out of the tarp. The tarp's really dirty. It's been here for a long time.
Yeah, I'll just go for it, I think.
All right, so you just pull the rope out of like a curtain pocket would have, like a curtain rod to go through. There's this rope that goes through, untie it, pull it out. As you pull it, the tarp slides towards you, and you see a familiar car. And inside the car, you see Mr. Red and Mr. Purple dead in the front seat. They look like they've been here for weeks, but you just saw them on the job earlier today.
Okay.
It's up to you whether you want to share that information or if you want to hide this, whatever. But it doesn't make sense to you. I think you're losing it, but you do have the rope in your hand. You got someone at gunpoint in the other room.
Okay, I'm going to take the rope back through. And I'm just going to mention that there's something in the other room we might need to think about a bit later, but I'm not going to say anything else about what it is right now.
Okay.
But beautiful kid. Thanks for the rope. Let's get this cop tied up so I don't have to kill her today.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. I'm guessing you probably know how to tie someone up pretty well, Mr. Beige.
That's a great question. I don't know
if I'm gonna. He seemed like I'm not trying to assume anything, but you know.
Right. You know, I must have skipped that badge in Boy Scout camp. I usually just shoot people.
Gotcha. Copy. Well, I maybe I should do it since I'm, you know, kind of family.
That seems appropriate.
Art Martina. Yeah.
Don't
I'm just going to put... Martina, hey, how you doing? I don't have my gun on me right now, but let's see. Mr. Beige has his gun on you right now, so do not try to do anything weird. Martina, are you there?
Can you guys hear that?
Yeah. So, guys, am I losing my mind or did you hear a baby crying?
Where's that coming from? Do we know vaguely where the sound's coming from?
Well, it stopped now. That's weird.
That was very peculiar. I didn't like that.
If anyone's interested in trying to find out where it's coming from, they can make a roll against their listen skill.
Should we get her tied up first and then we don't have to deal with that?
Well, I can listen while still having
my gun. She is also visibly shaken by that event. Like, she heard it too. Her eyes are like dinner plates.
Yeah.
And she just keeps looking at Mr. Silver like, you know, just trading glances at him.
I didn't do it. I didn't make the noise.
No, he was right here. That was crazy.
Can I roll listen and still point my gun at her?
Yeah.
There it is again.
I'm going to do that.
What the hell is that?
I rolled a 16, which is pretty good for me.
Ooh, baby, yeah.
You can tell it definitely sounds like it's coming from the area of the warehouse that Mr. Silver just left. And to you, while processing that, you said that he told you that there was something back there that you guys were going to have to deal with.
Right.
And now you're hearing a baby crying from back there, and it sounds kind of muffled, like it might be inside of something. But it's not coming from the other two locked boxes. You know that for sure. It's from farther away.
Right.
What the hell is that baby?
What? Just hurry up and get her tied up so we can go deal with whatever the hell it was you saw in that other room.
Gotcha. All right, Martina, put your hands out. I am tying her hands.
She puts her hands out.
Thank you for making that easy. Okay. We're good. We're good to go. She's bound. Too. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm tying your legs, too.
She just
ow! Why'd you kick me?
You know why.
Why do you think?
Fair enough. But that, like, you, I think, loosened up a bicuspid. Okay. Here. Tying up her legs. Boom. Okay. You happy, guys? Legs tied, too.
All right, fine. Now, what the hell did you see in there, Silver? Don't tell me somebody left a baby in this warehouse. Right?
I didn't see a baby.
I'm sorry. I thought it was funny what Beige said.
It is funny.
It's true, but you have to, on its face, it's just a funny thing to say. I baby never said that on a job before. Cheers, boys. First time for everything. First round's on me after this.
No, there wasn't a baby in there, but there was a car with two dead bodies in it. And they look like they've been dead for a while. But here's the weird thing. But the weird thing is, it's two guys we saw earlier today.
Which two guys?
Oh man, was it red and black?
Red and purple.
Was it red and purple?
Red and purple. Mr. Red, Mr. Purple.
Sweet baby Jesus.
But they look like they've been dead for weeks. But they can't have been, right?
I mean, we saw them today.
They're rotted. So unless there's a baby in the trunk of the car with the two dead guys, I don't know where that sound's coming from.
I hate to even say this. I mean, but are we dealing with some kind of ghost baby? Because that is terrifying to even think about. I know that's crazy. I'm just kidding. I don't believe in ghosts. I'm just joking.
Right. I mean, we're still on the job here. We have to get serious.
I agree. You're right. I'm sorry.
It's pretty serious through there.
Well,
I'm not going back by myself.
We better go have a look at it, right? I mean, if you've never seen a dead body before, they look weird, all right? So who knows what's really going on?
I'm taking my gun off safety. I'm just saying that right now because I don't like these baby cries. They freak me out.
All right, well, will we go? I'll show you guys where it is.
Yeah, let's do it.
Mr. Gray comes down the stairs and falls in line with you guys and says, I can stay here with her or I can go with you. But I nearly shit my pants up there on that catwalk.
Okay, well, you're such a weirdo, Mr. Gray. Why don't you just stay there and, like, just keep on being a complete odd duck? Guys, here, why don't you guys have a cig, man? We're all rattled. I'm gonna light my buddies a cig. Beige, here you go. Silver, here you go.
Sure.
You're not gonna last till midnight smoking. Giving away these cigarettes.
Hey, well, whatever. There's some kind of baby crying, man. I'm freaked. This has got me.
Okay,
so you make it over. Sure enough, there's the car. If anyone dare look inside, they would indeed see the bodies of Mr. Red and Mr. Purple in a more than hour death decomposition state. Makes no sense.
Do we need to roll sanity for seeing these dead bodies?
You guys are all criminals. You've all seen things.
Body.
Okay.
At this point,
just making sure.
It could be someone that was used as a double, or maybe somebody else uses this warehouse and just happens to had a couple of crew members that looked similar, that were wearing the same colors. It doesn't make sense. And it's suspicious, but the bodies themselves and the situation, not enough to rattle your cage just yet.
Okay.
So they weren't making baby cries.
Absolutely not.
They haven't been making any noise for a while.
Yeah, I've never heard of a dead person making baby cries phenomenon, but...
I need everyone to make a spot hidden roll.
I have 60 for spot hidden, and then I rolled a 16.
Nice. Mr. Beige, what did you roll?
Oh, I rolled terrible. I got a 68, and that's well above my spot hidden.
Mr. Silver?
My spot hidden is 45. I rolled 39, so not bad.
So, out of the corner of your eye, Mr. Silver, Mr. Green, you see something move on the opposite side of the vehicle quickly. But you can't tell what it was. Mr. Beige does not see this, but he sees you guys reacting to it.
Whoa, shit. There was like some kind of like mass that just moved across the... Do you see that?
I saw it. I've got my hand on my gun as well. I saw something.
I'm just going to say this right now. That didn't look like a person. It was just a mass or something. Do you see that?
Don't get jumpy. It's an old warehouse. You probably saw a rat.
Jesus,
man. That wasn't a rat.
Didn't seem like a rat.
Could that be making a noise?
I mean... Look, if that thing is making a noise, we're getting into real Weirdsville here, because I've never run across a situation where a mass moves across my vision, and it makes a baby noise.
Getting weird.
It's getting real weird. I'd like to finish this job and get the, you know, GTO, you know what I'm saying? Or GTFO, whatever.
So you guys are all sitting looking across the vehicle, maybe through the windows, across whatever. And you see, everyone sees it this time. Everyone sees it again. And it looks like a 10 or 11-year-old kid that just goes from one end of the car to the other and, like, kind of ducks down.
Hey, sport, come back here.
No reply.
Okay.
Can we still see the kid, or is he ducked behind the car?
He's ducked behind the car.
All right, I'm just going to motion like this to these guys to kind of motion for you to go around the car that way, and then I'm just going to try to like quietly go around the car the other way.
Okay, I'll take my hand off my gun because I'm going to shoot a kid.
I may or may not shoot a kid. We're like
you've got no idea.
So yeah, we'll sneak around the back of the car, I guess, and we'll go to the front. Okay.
Yep. Absolutely. So you go around the vehicle from both sides. Sorry, I'm trying to mirror my camera here. From both sides, expecting to see this little kid. And what you actually see is a little wooden boat toy just laying on the floor with some little, like, miniature people on it. Just laying in the floor. No kid. No nothing. And at this point, I'm going to need everybody to make a sanity roll.